Okay, this is Parak Dal and Hilchos Avadim. We're going to switch over to Halakha because that's to do with the Jewish maidservant, a female servant. Ama Ivriya Halachalav. Ama Ivriya Hiaktana Shemachra Aviyah. So what's an Ama Ivriya mean? It means a girl who's a minor, who's below the age, and her father sold her. Umishitavi Shteis Nara. So once she is 12 years old and she has two pubic hairs, she's considered a Nara. Any alcohol marker, you can't sell anymore. Afi should die in the years of Shospa, even though technically speaking, he still has authority over her. He can go ahead and consecrate her to whoever he wants. Afa katana shi hayalonis b'simaneah. Even a girl who has already manifested enough signs to say that she's an ilonis, right? And therefore, saros, and therefore she won't be able to bring two pubic hairs. Yesh lavi. Her father can sell her as long as she's considered a katana. Aval tumtum adrogonus, when it comes to someone who it's unclear if they are male or female, or they have both genitals, ein an imkar, they're not sold, lo kevet ivri, lo kedinam ivri, they're not sold as a male servant, nor as a female servant. Lakabe, so father can't sell his daughter as a maid servant unless he's very, very poor to the point he has nothing, lo karka lo matata, whether it's land or movable property. Even if he has clothing, but nonetheless, if he does do such a thing, we force the father to redeem her after he sells her, because it's a blemish in the family. Let's say the father fled or he died, or he didn't have the ability to redeem her. So she's got to work off until she goes free. We saw this by the male servant. The female servant also, she's purchased, whether it's with money or that which is an object worth the equivalent money, or a contract, made a nicknas pruta, which cannot be purchased with the smallest financial amount. Because she's got to be purchased with enough, an amount, an amount that will allow her to reduce that amount through working, and this way she can redeem herself. If she starts out her pruta, it won't work. So ketzav b'shtar, so how does it work by document? Kosev al niyar l'cheres, you write it on a piece of paper, biti mechor lach, biti kinilach. For instance, my daughter sold to you, v'nosim yad adon, it's given to the master. Ushtar amo ivriya ab kosvo. The deed is written by her father. Halacha dal. Amo ivriya obedesh yeshanim ke'evet shemachru bezin. So a Hebrew, a Jewish maidservant works for 6 years, like a regular servant that is sold by bezin. Shemar ki yimacher l'cha achicha ivriya. V'yotzeis b'tchil sheva. She goes out at the beginning of the seventh year. V'mpaga ba yovel. Right, but if yovel hits, b'sok sheish, within the 6 years, Yotza chinam kevet, she goes free like a regular slave, a servant. Meis adam, if the father, the master dies, afi shineach ben, even if he has a son, yotza chinam, she goes free, can yirtza like someone at her earpiece, she never have afla maschata sekim. Vechem migros of yotza, she could also work off her debt, or the debt that's owed, and she goes free. And kasav star shikor, let's say he wrote for her what do you call it, a contract that says she can leave, macha al hashar. And she and he gives up any financial rights for what she owes. Yotzachinam ge'eved, then she goes out just like a male servant. Hey, Yisera ama. So a what do you call it? A Jewish female servant has certain advantages over a male servant because she's able to go out once she has physical signs of maturity. Ketzad, for instance, she had simanim. The nasas nara, she became a nara. Yotzalacheres below kesef. She goes free without any charge. Afilo hivya simanim acher yom shalacha. Even after the day she's purchased, she brings, let's say, one day after, proof that she's mature. Harizu yotzos achera. She goes free. This is unique to her, which is more so than what happens by male servants. If yeshmu lamdu, you see from the Torah Shabbat, shehi havas simani naros, that this is bringing the signs that she's a nara. The tachso. And she goes back to the domain of her father, Acha Tigbor, and she becomes an adult. But takes him and then she can go free on her own. Haiza Bas Islandis, if the daughter is an Islandis, then she ain't lo yimei naras. So where she, what do you call it? She doesn't really not, she doesn't become a Nara at all. Aliyotis mikatnusa leboger. She goes from being a minor into a Bagris, Kavan Shabagra, takes the Chiris. Once she attains the status of being a Bagris, then she goes ahead and goes free. Lachav Einama Ivra Yotza Berosha Ivarim. So the what do you call it? The female servant, Jewish servant, is not freed if there's damage to her exposed limbs. So to a Jewish servant, let's say the master knocks out his teeth or makes him blind, so then he has to pay for the damages. What do we see from this? A Jewish female servant is purchased either through money or through a contract. The kona asa b'shishadvarim, and she can go ahead and get her freedom through six ways: b'shanim, through years; of yovel, through yovel; v'girin kesef, which is the amount of the purchase price; of b'shtar shichwar, whether she's given a contract to release herself; of misas adon, when the master dies; and finally by simanim, physical signs of maturity. Yod osaha adon. Okay, so let's say la'atzmo olivno. Let's say the master designates her as a wife for either himself or for his son. Ari kishar rusa, she's considered engaged. So then she can't be released for any of the reasons but mentioned before, only if he dies or through a get. And the commandment of designating a maidservant for a wife takes precedence over that of releasing her. Ketzad. So what does this mean? Assuming ketzad mitzvah yod. So what does it mean to designate her as a maidservant? You say, for example, in front of two witnesses, you are consecrated to me. You can say this even at the conclusion of 6 years, right before the sun sets. He doesn't have to give her anything. We can say the original sum he paid is for the marriage. Nitnu. He treats her like a wife. But he can't treat her like a servant. He can't designate two maid servants as wives as one. How does he designate his wife for his son? If his son's old enough, and he gives permission for his father to designate a maid servant as his wife, or the father says to her, in front of two adim, you are now consecrated for my son. The master does not designate the maidservant lo for himself or for his son, ela midaita, only with her consent. Even if the father already received the money, sharehu omer yada midaita, because the Torah says yada, which means she knows. But meis adon, and if the master dies, ein bino yuchal liadalo, so the son cannot designate the maidservant as a wife, shere yotza lechiros b'misas adon, because she goes out free when the master dies. Lachates hayiud ki irusin. So designating the maid servant as a wife is like erusin, but inakin sum is not like complete consecration of marriage. So vikach ina mistamela, therefore he cannot become tamei because of her, v'lo yirashena, and therefore she does not inherit her estate, v'lo meifar nidareya, and he can't go ahead and annul her nidarim, achi dekans chuppah, until the chuppah takes place. V'im shlosh eila, lo yasela, the Torah says, if he does not do any of these three things for her, which means lo yadala, right, v'lo yadala no, v'lo niftes begirin kasef, right, so, which means he didn't, designate her as a wife for himself or a son, or allowed her to be able to redeem because of the reduced amount. So then the Torah says, v'yatza chinam, she goes out free. Bava siman, and when she brings physical signs of maturity, k'moshim yarnim. Halach yud. Yesra losan drachim shekona ben atzma kevet ivri. So, more so than the methods that she can, buy herself out from her servitude, like a male servant. On that note, the master cannot sell her. Below litna isha acher, give her to the man. Bain racha bin karva, this far away or close. Vim machar nasan la om nasan. And if he did sell her or give her, lo asa klum, he hasn't done anything. Shnamar om nachrilin shlom machar bivdova. So do v'chein every, so do by a male servant. Lo yachal amachar la acher, he can't sell him to someone else or to give her to someone else, give him to someone else. Well, no. The early, the Rambam surmises, shelo chutzrach akasal lesu davarzeh. The Torah didn't have to forbid this. Only because he has to designate her for wife for his son. The Hebrew maidservant's not sold. Only a situation where the marriage between her and her son would be a good one. So she's fit to be designated as a wife. So Ketzad, what does this mean? A person can sell his daughter back to his father. Sha'afish in adon yochali adalo. So even though the master cannot designate her as his wife, obviously. Ruya he live no. Shahari ama basachin. But she's fit for a son to marry, right? Because the maidservant is his brother's daughter. Aval in yocholim kor zbito live no. But he can't sell the daughter to a son. Mesha in a real adon. Because he can't be the master. Shahari he achoso. Because his sister. Lo live no. Mesha he achos avav. Nor to a son. Because that is his father's sister. So a person can sell his daughter for to certain people that she'd be prohibited to marry. He could go on a mana, l'kohen gadol, like for instance, a widow to a kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, or a divorcee, or someone who did chalitza with a kohen hedyot, a regular kohen, shafi she'in, b'lav kedushin tosaman. Even though technically speaking they're forbidden, the kedushin works. Lucky gimel, hamakadosh is bito kishehi katana. If a person has consecrated his daughter when she was young, then this arm alone is garsha. And let's say she becomes widowed or divorced, any yachol mokra, he can't sell her. She'ein adam yachol limkor as bito l'shifchus, because another person can't what do you call it? Sell his daughter as a shifcha achar ishus after she's married. Ava mokra l'shifcha achar shifchus, but he can sell as a maidservant after she already was a maidservant. So ketzad, what does this mean? Mokra l'shifchus chila. Let's say the father sold her as a maidservant. V'yado so adon, and the master consecrated with her. Umesa adon or garsha, and let's say for instance the master dies. V'chazul shos av, and she goes back to the domain of her father because she katana when she's a minor. And then the father can sell her again, even to a coin. So let's say she became widowed after she was designated as wife, and there's a yibum is done. The chalitza b'chalitza is done to the yibum. Chalutza, even though she is considered a chalitza, psula, she's pasul neshi katana, right? Hare nifsla min a kahuna, and therefore she can't marry a coin. Nonetheless, he can still sell it to a coin. Because the kedushin would still work. As Ram was explaining, commotion is buyer. Halacha yada'al hamocher as bito of yatsa b'shanam of yovel b'gron kesef. Let's say a person sells his daughter and she's released, whether it's after 6 years because of yovel, because she paid off her due. Badain he katana, she's still minor. Yishal lachshav hamocher pam shniyak mashmanu. He can sell her again if she's a katana. Halacha tezvav hamocher as bito of acha halach v'kachal acher. Let's say a person sells his daughter as a maid, excuse me, as a female servant, and then she goes and consecrates her to another person. Imratz adol mi'ayid. If the master wants to consecrate with her, he can. The ayid v'im lo yayid adon lo livdo, right? And let's say he doesn't want to, as a wife either for himself or son, kishetetzei adon, when she leaves the domain of the master, yigmaru kidushea, so then her consecration to the other man is completed, v'teyase ishazi, and now she's considered married. Finally, look at the zayin mokras bito. Let's say a person sells his daughter, u pasuk al adon, right? And he stipulates that the owner, the condition is the master does not go ahead and consecrate her. Nonetheless, if he wants to, he can go ahead. The master can marry her. Because you can't make a stipulation against what's written in the Torah. Because if you do, the stipulation is no good. That is Perek Dalet, and we will continue with Perek Hey next time.